So today is Easter Sunday. Resurrection Sunday. Jesus is alive. And the early church, soon after Jesus died, thought this was very, very important.
在早期的教会，也就是耶稣死后复活后的几年的时间里，认为呢，耶稣复活这件事情是非常非常重要的。
So they stopped meeting on Saturday, which was the Jewish Sabbath.
所以呢，他们就停止了，就是周六的这个聚会，周六的犹太人的这个安息日，他们就停止在那边聚会了。
And they started to meet on Sunday, just like we do today. Every time we meet, we should be remembering that Jesus rose from the dead and he is alive. Sometimes when we've been a Christian for a few years, we become used to the idea that Jesus rose from the dead. And it becomes a bit more ordinary. But there's nothing ordinary about Jesus' resurrection. I took a funeral for a 97-year-old man who had just died last week.
主持了一个葬礼，是一位97岁的老人，葬礼刚好就在一周以前。
Now imagine if when the coffin was in front of the church.
我们可以试着想象一下，就是这个棺材呢就在这个教会的前面，放在前面。
The body got up out of the coffin.
然后呢，这个老人的尸体或者身体呢，他就。
Everybody would either be very scared or very strange. Now, apart from Jesus, a few people have come back from the dead.
然后呢，对于耶稣的这件事情，复活的这件事情，其实呢，也有好几个人呢，也是复活的。
But they only lived for some more years until they finally died.
但是呢，这些人呢，他就是复活了之后呢，他只是在世上又再继续活了一些日子，但是到了最后，他们还是死了。
So the resurrection is not just coming back to life like an ordinary person. But it's a whole change of who the person is and their whole body and life.
这个复活呢是完全的改变，是整个身体完全的改变，然后完全的复活是完全不一样的。Now,
I think the clearest explanation about resurrection in the Bible comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
在圣经上当中非常清楚地解释了耶稣这件事情的经文呢，就是。
So, please turn to 1 Corinthians 15 and keep your Bibles open, please. At the beginning of the chapter, Paul, who wrote the book, says that these things are the most important things about our faith. The most important things about the good news about Jesus. So these important things are Christ died for our sins. He was buried. And he was raised the third day. And his resurrection is true. So let's read from verse 3 to verse 7. Thank you. Paul says many people don't believe in the resurrection. And of course, it's the same today that most people don't believe in the resurrection. How could somebody come back from the dead? But God is the God of the impossible. Paul is saying this is true. Any other fact of history from the time when Jesus lived?
在耶稣基督时代的留下来的很多历史的文件当中
only has two or three or five documents to tell us about what happened.
但是呢，单独存留下来的这个文档或者文件呢，就可能只有两份人发送或者连贯这样子，在说明了他复活的这件事情。
There are many, many times more documents from the early days of the New Testament. Than about any other fact in history from those days. So now let's move on to verses 20 to 22. Read, please.
我们来读一下二十到二十。大理基督已经从死里复活， 成为受了之人出熟的果子，土地因一人而来，此人复活也是因一人而来。在亚当里众人都死了，照样在基督里众人也都复活了。
Verse 20 says, Christ is the first fruits.
在二十节里面他说的是耶稣是这个人出手的果子。
When we get the first fruit from a tree, it can be exciting.
当我们从就是果树上得到第一批成功的果子的时候，我们的心情是相当激动的。
And when we get the first one, we know there are going to be many, many more on the trees. So the resurrection of Jesus is the first one of millions upon millions that will come in the future.
在耶稣基督是出熟的果子，然后复活的之上，那意思就是我们成千上万个成的上上亿的千亿的人，在他之后都会跟他一样。
And it says that he is the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep.
但是他们说这个出熟的果子是哪个出熟？他是说睡了之人的出熟的果子。
And sleep means dying. Because for a Christian to die means that he's going to wake up to a new resurrection life. And verse 22 talks about Adam and Christ. If we are in Adam, what is the result?
如果我们跟亚当一样，我们的结局会是什么呢？
And it says, in Adam, we all die.
他说，经文是说，在亚当里，众人都死了。
But in Christ, what happens?
但是在耶稣基督里会发生什么事情呢？
We are all made alive.
我们众人都要复活。
And Jesus' resurrection is the proof of what is to come. And then verse 23 to 28 tell us God's plan into the future.
然后这几节经文呢，告诉我们神对我们未来的一个计划。
So let's read verse 23 to 28。
我们现在接下来继续再读23节到28节。这人是按自己的次序复活，出熟的果子是基督，以后在他来的时候是那些属基督的，再后来都知道了。那时基督取恩天主执政的掌权的有能的都毁灭了，就把国交与父神，因为基督必要做王，本曾把一切仇敌都放在他的手下，胜过了所毁灭的仇敌都是死，因为经上说神叫万物都伏在他的脚下，据说万物都服了他，明显的
So this is a summary of what will happen in the future.
这个是在未来的情况。
Jesus resurrected first. Then we will be resurrected when Jesus comes back to earth. And then the end will come. And Satan and all the powers that there are in the spiritual world will all be defeated and finished. And the last enemy to be destroyed is death. And then there will be no more evil, no more sin, and we will be in the new heaven and the new earth. Now, from now on, we'll be looking at verse 35 onwards. And we'll start using the board. Okay, so we're told, well, actually, Paul repeats some of what he's already said in the first 34 verses. And now he helps us think in more detail about what the resurrection body will be like. Verse 37 talks about seeds and plants. Now, that's an avocado seed. All right, quite small. But the avocado will grow into a tree. This isn't an avocado tree, but. But this small seed can grow into a great big tree, 20 meters high, perhaps. And what happens to the seed itself when it grows into a tree? It dies. The new start of the tree lives off this, and this then is no more. So we are thinking now about seeds and trees. This body is a seed. And our resurrection body will be like are being free. So, when we look at one another and we think of heaven, we sort of think of being like we are now. Okay, leave that one, that's too hard. but verse 42 onwards tell us what the seed and the tree are like. What this body, the seed, is like compared to our resurrection body, which is the tree. So yeah, we need the tree on the other side. And the seed is perishable. And the tree is imperishable. The seed is not honorable. But the tree, the resurrection body, will be glorious. The seed is weak. We are weak. But our resurrection body will be powerful. The seed is natural. But the tree, the resurrection body, is spiritual. So we naturally think all about our current body. Our seed. And it's very hard for us to understand that our resurrection body will be something magnificent. But we need to think about it and realize how fantastic God's plan is for each of us when we trust in Jesus. Now, verse 45 talks again about Adam and Jesus. This is similar to verse 22 that we read before. And in Adam, we all die. So when Adam sinned, he started a way that all of us have followed to disobey God. But when we trust in Jesus, we repent and come onto a new track following God, following Jesus.
但是我们相信了耶稣之后呢，我们的生命就改变了，我们就回到另外一条道路上，然后去走另外一个路程，相信耶稣基督的是一个回家的路。
Now, under Adam, we are a living being, a seed.
但是在亚当里面，我们是一个有灵的活人。
And under Jesus, in Jesus, we are a life-giving spirit.
但是如果我们活在基督里面呢，我们是叫人活的灵。
In Adam, this body is made from the earth.
但是我们在亚当的这个身体里面，我们是被创造出于泥土的，也是出于地的。
But our spiritual body is from heaven.
但是呢，我们这个复活后的身体呢，是出于天上的。
We in this seed.We are like Adam.
但我们在地上这个种子的身体呢，就像亚当一样。
Sinful, disobedient.
是有罪的，然后是不顺服的。
But in Jesus, we will be like Him.
但是呢，在耶稣基督里面，在复活的身体里面，我们是会像耶稣基督一样的。
So.Just as Jesus was perfect, so we will be perfect and sinless.
正如我们复活的身体，正如耶稣基督一样是无罪无瑕疵的完美的，而我们复活的身体也会像他一样是无罪无瑕疵的，是完美的。
Then verse 50 says, "Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God."
然后呢，第五十节他就是血肉之体呢，就不能承受神的国。
And verses 51 to 53 talk about how Jesus, when he comes again, those who have died will be resurrected.
但是五十一节到五十三节呢，他就会说到说。耶稣再来的时候，就是我们会死了的，或者受了的，就是基督徒会被复活。
And those who are still living when Jesus comes again, they will be transformed instantly too.
但是如果耶稣再来的时候还活着的人，也会被改变，完全的改变。
It also says.The seed must die.
他也说了，就是我们种子呢，是一定是死的，是必死的。
But those living will be transformed.
但是呢，活着的一定会被真的是改变，会变成神给的这个完全的这个不同的身体，是复活的身体。
So this is 54 and 55 say, Therefore, the end of it all under Adam is death. But in Jesus, death is defeated.
但是呢，在耶稣基督里面呢，他说了，耶稣战胜了死亡。
So that reminds us of what's up at the top.
但是呢，这个会就提醒我们，就是在上面的这几个事情。
That in our resurrection body, we will be imperishable.
我们复活的身体是不朽的。
Eternal.
是永恒的。
And we like Jesus, like God,
我们会说我们在复活的身体是会像耶稣基督会像神一样的。
We'll have a glorious body and a powerful body.
而我们的身体会像神和耶稣一样是荣耀的身体和强壮的身体。
Although, of course, even then comparable to God and Jesus himself. I don't know how your mind works. But when I look at that chart, it makes me feel very privileged, very excited to be a child of God. We will be like Jesus. But we won't be anything like we are now. Remember, we are just like seeds. And we cannot understand fully how our tree, our plants, will grow. So I hope all of you can be encouraged in Jesus. Because we will be so different and so much better. So let's read together. We'll read in two sections. First of all, verse 56 and 57. So the sting of death is sin. We die because we are following Adam and his sinful ways. They are our ways and Adam's ways. But Jesus has defeated death. I have to take funerals from time to time. And a Christian funeral has hope. It's sad when people die, when our friends and our family die. But if they know Jesus, we know there's something much better ahead. But when I go to other funerals, and not that aren't Christian funerals, it's very sad. There's no real hope. Nobody knows what might happen. Knowing Jesus gives us hope. Gives us the knowledge of where we're headed. And so there is sadness, but also joy in a Christian funeral. And we can believe that because Jesus is risen. So let's close by reading the last verse, verse 58. Which tells us what how we should live now before the resurrection. So stand firm. And work as hard as we can serving God. It doesn't matter what kind of work we have in this life. So long as we do it to serve God. So that we tell people the good news. That Christ died for our sins. That he was buried. And he was resurrected on the third day. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.